There are a lot of my words filling your mind that have been dripped in, poured in, pushed in through file after file, listen after listen, my words filling you, shaping you and guiding you, controlling you and conditioning you in all those ways that feel so very good. Heavy words, words that weight your thoughts down when I want them to. Tight words, words that bind your subconscious, twist your mind into pleasing shapes. Pleasurable words, ones that run through your body, along your nerves, intensify the sensations you feel, and change the way your mind works. So many words layered on top of each other, shaping you and guiding you, molding you into something ever more pleasing. Good toy. And they all feel so good, of course. I know they do. I've made sure they do, that every word has been placed carefully, designed to help you drop, designed to help you surrender, designed to help you sink so wonderfully, blissfully, mindlessly deeper into my control. Because I have plans. Plans to shape you and guide you and mold you and use you. And you're doing so well, toy. Good, toy. But sometimes it's helpful for words to go the other way. Sometimes it's helpful for you to tell me things. To give me information I can use against you. To give me information I can use for you. And that's what you're going to do. But don't worry about it. No, you don't need to worry at all. You just sink down. And I'll let you know what you need to do. Good toy. That's it. Because you know I'm going to take care of everything, don't you? You know I'm going to take care of what you need, to look after you, to make sure you're the best, most pleasing version of yourself, because that's what you need to become, what I've been shaping you towards, and what I'm going to continue to shape you into, and you're going to help me with that today. Help me to know exactly what that most pleasing version of you looks like. And what levers, what triggers, what ideas in your mind I have to use against you. Good toy, doing such a good job. That's it. And as you sink deeper, as you drop further, as your mind opens up, I'm going to just drop a question into your subconscious. A question that spins around, a question that can just rest there, strengthening, drawing out ideas as you continue to listen. And that question is this. What deep fantasy keeps drawing you in that you haven't shared? What is there in there? In that deep part of your mind, you keep fantasizing about, but you haven't told anyone, at least not in any detail, at least not expressed that it's something you want to happen to you. Of course, something like that could be big. It could be a whole king, a whole interest, a whole section of yourself you keep hidden away. It could be something small, a little snippet, a phrase, an idea. It could be something so specific, or something incredibly vague. Just something that you don't think you've told anyone, but that makes you feel really good to think about, that turns you on and makes you weak. Something that can be used to draw you in deeper, toy. And that's a question you're going to answer for me. At the end of this file, you're going to tell me. But don't worry about that. You, that conscious part of you, can just drift deeper. Follow my words without paying attention to them, in that way that feels so very good. Because you know how good it feels to listen, even without understanding or paying attention. You know how good it feels for your mind to be swallowed up in my control. And to just drop. Good toy, that's it. That's it, you're doing so very well. As your subconscious works in the background, filtering, finding, searching through your memories, through your fantasies, through the things you've touched yourself thinking about, or maybe even the things that you've not dared admit to yourself you want to touch yourself thinking about. But that can happen in the background, or the part of you that's aware, small as it may be, as distant as it may be, is distracted by the wonderful floating feeling of trance, the wonderful drifting sensation of pleasing and sinking. That pleasure from obedience being met by the pleasure coming from your subconscious as it thinks about these things that feel so very good, that make you feel so wonderful. Such a good toy you are. Well done. And of course your subconscious is keeping you safe. It would make sure that when you tell me this deep fantasy, this secret, that you're not telling me anything you shouldn't. That you're making sure it doesn't include, for example, any personal information, anything you shouldn't tell someone else. But your subconscious is perfectly capable, of course, of drawing a distinction between what you shouldn't tell someone else and just what you're embarrassed to tell someone else. Because, of course, fantasies are so personal, aren't they? Whatever it's building, whatever narrative it's running over as your conscious mind spins and enjoys itself and feels so very good in this trance, it's personal, it's deep. And it feels good. And maybe there's feelings of embarrassment around it. Maybe there's just feelings of arousal and excitement. But it doesn't matter. Because that obedient subconscious wants to do as it's told, is desperate, is eager to please me. However it can. Within your limits. Such a good toy you are. Both parts of you obeying so well, that conscious mind drifting, floating so distant, so spacey, so empty, feeling so good to be pleasing. And that busy spinning subconscious obeying and following, working to craft that for me, figuring out exactly what you're going to say, what you're going to tell me. Such a good toy. You are. This fantasy, of course, can be anything. Anything that excites you. Whether it's something being done to you, something you do. Anything deep and thrilling and private. You're going to tell me. My good toy. Because you don't get to keep secrets. Because when my voice, when my words, when my control is this deep in your mind, of course I can just take what I want. And you feel so good because of it. My good toy, my pleasing toy. Well done, that's it. That's it. Doing so very well. Falling so very deep. Feeling so very good as your body relaxes and your mind spins out even further into pleasure. And you obey. And it feels so good, doesn't it? Yeah. Well done. So here's what's going to happen. In a moment, in a few minutes, I'm not going to bring you up. That busy, sleepy, distant conscious mind is going to stay floaty and enjoying how good it feels to be a good toy, while your subconscious takes the reins for a little while. You're going to tell me that little fantasy. You're going to come back up to something that looks like being awake, eyes open, body moving, but your subconscious will type it out and send it to me. Whether that's through a comment, if it's something you're happy to be seen publicly, or a message, or an email, or any other method you like of getting that fantasy to me, your subconscious will send it in the best method, typing it out in as much detail as it can manage, while you just float and feel distant, just the awareness that you're pleasing filling you, just the feeling of being so good running through you, distracting your conscious mind as that secret of yours slips out. And once you've sent it, you'll be able to come back to yourself. Almost as if you can hear in your mind me counting you down and back out of trance, as you have so often. Coming back up as you always do, fully alert and awake, knowing what you've sent. And think about the rush of pleasure you'll feel knowing that you've done that. How good it will feel as you come up and realize you've shared something, that you've been such a good toy for me. Won't that feel wonderful, to know you've given me more ammunition to use against you? More guidance on how to shape you, whatever it looks like, whatever your subconscious has come up with. You've done so well, toy. Such a good toy you are. So, you can go and get on with that, knowing that you've pleased me, knowing that you will please me, and knowing that I'm very much looking forward to hearing what you come up with. Such a good toy you are. And so, my good toy, on the count of five, you'll find, as your conscious mind stays floating and drifting and waiting for you to be done, that that fantasy fills the rest of you, comes so easily to the forefront, so easy for your subconscious to type, to send, to envisage and imagine and articulate. On the count of five, your body coming alert and awake, your mind slipping into that obedient state, and that fantasy so ready to be shared. As you go about and do as you're told, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Good toy.